The Hobby Lobby contraceptive case has been making headlines this week, but there was another ruling from the high court that will be important, even if it will have little effect in Florida. In a case called Harris v. Quinn, the justices ruled that some public sector employees who opt out of union membership don't have to pay fees to the union, even if it continues to represent and negotiate for them. Florida is one of 24 states that prohibits compulsory union membership or union dues for non-members. But Rich Templin, the legislative and political director of the Florida AFL-CIO, says it's still a bad ruling that demonstrates the court's bias toward business.
I don't know what the exact impact will be for the public sector here in Florida, but what I do know is that we've seen a steady erosion of the rights of workers to form unions and then the rights of those unions to do what they have to do to represent their members.
Fees and dues collected from union members and non-members that it represents finance the political campaigns that unions wage, sometimes against corporate interests. The decision is seen as a blow to union power, though it was so narrowly drawn, many analysts say it could have been much worse for labor causes. Six same-sex couples who have sued for the right to marry in Miami-Dade County asked a judge yesterday to skip the trial and rule immediately in their favor. But as WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone tells us, their wait is by no means over.
Miami Circuit Judge Sarah Zabel heard 90 minutes of argument from both sides. Then she adjourned the hearing without announcing when she would rule on the couple's motion for an instant verdict known as summary judgment. Lawyer Jeff Cohen said his clients will continue to wait for their marriage licenses.
I wouldn't expect it within a week. I would expect it within a couple of months.
Cohen and others argue that the legal issues had all been settled, first by the U.S. Supreme Court when it struck down the Defense of Marriage Act last year, and then in all the other states where judges have ruled against gay marriage bans since then.
I think the fact that there have been 21 decisions upholding the right of same-sex couples to marry is pretty powerful.
Also confident was Melanie Allenier, who, with her partner Vanessa Allenier, are among the plaintiffs.
We live in Florida. We have a son. We've been together for almost 9 years. So I think that the judge is going to see that.
Opponents argued the defense of marriage decision had been misread and that a much older Supreme Court case, one that upheld the same-sex marriage prohibition in the 1970s, should control the decision. And there was another issue. In 2008, Florida voters, by a big margin, banned same-sex marriage with a constitutional amendment that could be overturned by this case. That's what brought Demetrius Brinson to the courthouse with his protest sign.
The vote win. The vote always win. It's not a communist country. The vote always win.
What happens now isn't clear. If Judge Zabel allows gay marriage to begin immediately, or if she doesn't and opts for a trial verdict, there will be appeals that could last for years. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And Florida employers cut 1,234 jobs last month, but that's down 45% from a year ago, according to new numbers from outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. In Miramar, Red Ventures' marketing firm laid off 225 employees, while Miami-Dade County and its police department laid off 700 workers. Other major layoffs were in Orlando and Tampa. So far this year, Florida has had about 14,000 layoffs, compared to roughly 13,000 at this same time last year. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.